What up, what up, what up? Welcome to Toronto Mads Podcast. It's your boy Lala.
Yo, it's RC, the one and only. We got producer Taos
in the house. Ooh, okay. 98.5
Kelsey
Radio,
W-B-L-K.
The smoothest in R&B.
Kelsey FM, you're tuning in to Kelsey FM.
Do you need a minute alone with yourself, Dels?
Kelsey got a little bit too much of a mood going on there. You got the lights dim, a little bit of a candle action. It looks like it's a scented
on
one.
This episode you got... of Toronto Man's Podcast, Taos is just going to whisper to you quietly for 40 minutes.
Okay.
How's it going?
You know what?
All right, Chelsea, it's getting gross, bro. What are you doing, bro?
Or maybe it's getting exactly what our audience wants. We don't know.
Bro, maybe
we'll find
this
out.
Is what they want, all right?
Okay. Maybe we're just dead weight and everyone just waits for Chelsea to whisper softly to them.
Exactly. That's what
Chelsea, get your deep voice on. Like, okay, Chelsea Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Okay, well, that's a minute of my life I'm not going to get back. Welcome back to the Toronto Mads Podcast. Welcome to the TM peeps, to the fandom. I hope you're listening. I hope you're telling your friends. I hope you're playing this in car rides and making people listen to it in a captive audience, because that's what we need from you. Okay, that's what we need from you. All right, we don't want quiet supporters. We want angry supporters. We want angry supporters. We want people on the subway playing our episodes out loud on a speaker.
Just annoying everybody.
If someone tells you to turn it off, you whack them in the face.
Yeah. All you say is fighting to their face.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Anytime someone's like, could you shut? I'm sorry. Could you? That's what we expect of our fans. This is not.
Until you get arrested.
This is right. This is gang shit. Like, this is not a casual podcast. Exactly. This is not some fucking true crime podcast that you guys That's it. This is gang shit. Like, this is not like, oh, I'm going to have a glass of wine and listen to a true crime podcast about murderers or some shit. Or you're going to learn about the economy. Nah. This is gang shit.
Hell no.
Only TMP about- shit. That's all I'm on. People, TMP shit. That's all I'm on.
That's it, bro. That's it. If you're not about that, we don't want you. I mean, we do want you, but we we would prefer you be the type
but
of person
to yell.
We don't
need you.
Yeah. But no, we also need you.
We also need you. Subscribe to the Patreon. Haven't set it up yet.
Gang, but Patreon is all I'm on. Oh man, it's
on some real shit.
Yo,
which one of y'all went to OVO Fest? Don't lie.
Bro.
Which one of y'all went to OVO
Fest? Didn't you see me when I came on stage and did like just a straight freestyle?
And by stage, you mean like you were standing on two like drums outside of Ontario Place? Just like
I was actually one of those people the paddle boards. That like paddle out to there to listen to the music on the water.
This guy got a megaphone on a paddle board and just tried to make a show on the water. That's true. That's RC style still.
And I was just like, man's not hot. Man's not hot.
Yo, RC's just out there. He's like, Drake, you forgot my ticket. Drake.
Drake,
I didn't get the ticket.
Drake.
Aubrey,
don't make me talk to your mom. I'm with the band. It's like there's no band.
There's no band.
Like,
bouncers threw RC out into the water like Jazz got thrown out of the house, bro.
Ah!
Definitely.
No, I tried to sneak by. I'm like, yo, I'm part of Young Money. I'm Young RC. Don't you remember Young RC? I was in Bedrock. Yeah. I was like, I can make your bed.
They're like, you're young. No money, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
No, you know who's young? No money. All these youngins who paid a grand to go to that concert, dog. That's
bro,
who's young? No money, bro.
Okay.
All right. I hope you Gen Z's enjoyed your concert, because now Drake is back in his palace and you are the serfdom. The embassy, and you're gonna have to work 25 shifts to pay back your mom. Okay.
It's no joke. And apparently it was on the low end of OVO Fest over the last 10 years.
That's what people are saying.
Who knows?
Drizzy,
it looked great. It looked great, but people are complaining about it after the fact.
Well, I mean, I remember this one Reddit thread was like, where was RC? And there was a whole Reddit thread with like, why was why was RC not on stage?
There was another one that said, who was RC?
And then there was a follow-up comment to that. It's like, the fuck?
Why did people say they not liked it? What was the chatter?
Yo, all kinds of rumors, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just like people were saying the energy was low.
I mean, like, I know it started like fucking 4 hours late, which I think is excessive. Yo,
apparently they had no openers.
Yeah.
Like no one opened. So from 7 to 10 or whatever.
It was First of all, how does this guy get? He must have what like the president and shit have. Like, how does this guy get over COVID that quick, dog?
Yo, he's got whatever Trump had. That's exactly what.
Yeah, he had diet COVID, bro. He had diet.
You think
COVID.
Somebody said, man, just got too hungover on the Sunday. Like, he was just smashing too many shorties and too wild that he's just like,
hey, yo,
maybe he had a migraine.
Could
bro.
Be. Could be.
Like, I know if I got a really bad migraine, I can't perform. You know, I can't. Yeah. I couldn't. So maybe he just stayed up too late, got hungover. Had a migraine.
I mean, they were throwing some jams the other weekend, so it could be.
Drizzy was partying like Gatsby.
But I think if it went through on normal times, he would have had a random like whatever local act, whatever. There's lots of obviously amazing Toronto acts.
But he could have got that on a Saturday, dog. He could have had some. He could have had a DJ,
maybe. But like, it was hard to line up everybody, and he just like, yo, fuck it, we're going through with this. People are gonna start when they start. Apparently, there's some other shit on the back end of like people not being able to make it through the border because they had to fly back in. They didn't stay here all week, so that was kind of the issue. But who knows? Either way, and then they started off. I'm sure everyone saw this clip online, but they started off with some message on the board saying, "Yo, unfortunately, we couldn't get Lil Wayne through the or there's some sort of info. Unfortunately, Lil Wayne, blah blah blah, couldn't make it through the border.
Had trouble at the border."
Yeah, trouble. But fortunately, Drake runs the border, and then everyone fucking went hype.
Yo, Drake runs the border, bro. You think Drake's on JT level, Trudeau?
I don't think Minister Omar Al Gabra is not gonna like that, bro. He'd be like, "What do you mean? I run the border. I run the border."
I wonder. Is that true? Is that true? You think Drake actually runs the border?
No, it's a dig at I think a thing that happened on Drink Champs with Noriega where
Wait, what happened?
Something to do with Pusha T, and there was like some shit like that. So I think it's a dig on that from what I remember.
I also think it's a bar that Drake has dropped before. Something about him running the border or some shit like that.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like Justin wrote him a letter like, hey, can you let Lil Wayne across the border, please? Like, these guys are going to get in, man. But the funny part with Wayne was like, people at the border, I love you. This song's for you. And then he was like, fuck you guys.
I saw that.
What I read, I think people were pretty cheesed at the late start. Like, I get late starts, but 3 hours is a lot to have people outside. I think that's a lot. Yeah, I don't care how big an artist.
It's one of the hottest days of the summer.
Yeah, dude. It was like 35.
Not only that, but it started really late and they stopped serving booze kind of shortly after Wayne started. So like,
that's right.
Because of how late it was. Yeah. So like, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
That's
they couldn't do fireworks after 11. I heard some of the trend. Like at the end of the day, look, man, it's Drake putting on an event in this city. Doesn't matter what it's like. People are still going to like it. People still had a good time. A lot of people were like, I was so happy to be there. Young Money Reunion. I think also what a lot of people, because like in the past, when it's been the OVOs of the past and everyone's in town, you get those secret guests and surprise guests. So there wasn't really any of that.
You don't get that because it wasn't that weekend. I think there's part that people had that expectation. Part, I think there's a younger generation of kids who went to like, so we have like the youthful crew of people who went to this who may not have known all of the old tracks, so they did a lot of old tracks apparently.
Right.
And they might have expected some newer shit.
They wanted that when you're ready.
And they didn't get that. They got older shit. They got the older Nicki. They got the older Wayne. And so it was like this difference of like older generation of people, maybe like who had those older tracks from 10 years ago, who are now like older millennials. And then you have like these really younger Gen Zs who want to be there for the hype. and nothing in between.
I don't know though and, for sure about
but
that.
But if you're a Stan, you're going deep into the catalog.
No, like, and it's not just that. Yeah. I think like it seemed from what I was reading that some of the complaints were more for people who had been to previous OVOs and they didn't have that
had the expectation for.
So I actually think it seemed like it was more the older head.
I think it's a lot. That was like, a little like a little bit of. A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, a little bit of column C. We're like, you didn't get the special guests, right? Where you had that expectation.
I mean, yo,
and
they,
then you have
they did have a
these
couple.
Different crowds
had,
coming together.
They had Birdman. Yo, put respect on my name.
Yeah, respect on Birdman's name. Yeah, Big Timers came out, obviously. Big Timers came out, so that was pretty dope.
Great businessman. I've always...
Smiley a
think
rapper,
about this.
Bro?
Think about this. Hold on. Smiley's the worst. Smiley's the fucking worst for sure.
Can we talk about Smiley for a hot
We're
going to
talk. Yo. So give me a second because I want to ask a question about Birdman, okay?
All right, go.
Because Birdman, I mean...
Got
to respect on that name. Awful rapper. Incredible business person. A bit of like a... He's done some questionable shit to Wayne growing up. So like a weird dude.
Like,
business-wise...
Like kissing on the lips.
Kissing on the lips, making him lose his virginity at like 12 or something in a room full of people. Like weird shit, dude. Okay.
Oh, what?
Yeah, apparently that's like the story. It's like Wayne got his like first like, I don't know his virginity, but like he made him get like a blowjob in front of like a room full of people when he was like 12 or something. It was weird. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, dude.
I believe it, yo. Birdman's...
Yeah, he did some weird shit. Crazy. He did some weird shit. Yeah. But as a businessman, very successful. One of the most prolific business people in hip hop music and period, right?
Yeah.
So he's successful. He must have, right? Like teams of lawyers, accountants, financial advisors. So can you just imagine like you're this fucking guy. You went to like Harvard Law School. You got straight A's your whole fucking life. You're like always working hard. You're grinding. And then you're in a goddamn boardroom. Birdman sitting there with a tattoo on his head in sunglasses, just fucking sitting there with his legs up. He's like,
he's like, put some respect on my name.
Yeah, he's like, what we're gonna need to do is we're gonna need to sue Jay-Z for taking Wayne away. He's like, well, he didn't actually take Wayne. We're gonna sue Jay-Z. Like, I just picture this image of like a room full of people in suits with like Birdman, and it's just such a funny image to me. Like, I can't stop thinking about how hilarious those meetings must be. But good for the man.
To be a fly on the wall.
Be a fly on the wall. But
I mean, yeah, I guess you did get some special guests.
Yeah, like Smiley.
Birdman. Birdman, Manny Fresh. Shout out to Manny Fresh. He gets no credit, but shout out to Manny Fresh. Yo, Big Timers, come out.
Big Timers.
Yeah.
Tell us, you said you liked Smiley. You thought his verse was great on that track.
Bro. Yo, Prada and Gucci don't go together.
Prada and Gucci don't go together.
That's all I know. That's the only part I know. That's it.
And
the thing is, this guy has one style of rapping, and that's about it. He just has, he can't do anything else.
Yeah, do you know what that style is called?
It's not even mumble rap. It's like whiny rap.
No, you know what that style is called?
What?
It's called bad. I'm sorry, at a certain point.
Terrible.
Like, it's not always objective. It's like sometimes objectively I can be like, you have an audience, maybe it's your brand or whatever, great, you're much more successful than I am, but I can objectively say this is terrible. It's terrible.
The rumor is that Smiley must have some dirt on Drake that is the only explanation why Drizzy's out here promoting the guy. Drizzy gave him an OVO chain over the weekend. Like, what the... Yo, what's going on, Drizzy?
You think this guy's blackmailing him so that he can get him a...
Champion Poppy. Champion Poppy, call us. Call us on our hotline. Hotline Blade.
Bro, how you gonna have Magic Jordan in your roster and you're not pushing them to the top and you're doing tracks with
Division,
Smiley, dog?
Or Division. And
I mean, he does tracks with all those guys in all fairness.
Yo, Division doing good right now. They just released like that new track. Yo, it's like if I don't get caught cheating joint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yo, with Jermaine Dupri, that's a jam.
Jermaine. So you know what? Everything aside from the musical acts, I think there seems to be like an organizational and a logistical thing missing from events in Toronto because like 3 hours, a long time with OVO, border issues. And they're not like in the last couple weeks, some shit's been happening with Toronto music festivals, bro. Like, shit is going sideways, dog. Bro.
Yo, you seen that Kingston Fest, right?
Kingston Fest, bro. That was...
The videos of this thing is wild, where like people were crashing down a barrier to get into this VIP section, and people are getting trampled on, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And I'd be like, yo, I paid VIP. I don't want these plebs in here with me, bro. I paid an extra $50. I paid an extra $50. Don't let these guys in. Yeah, like, so the Kingston Fest was at Downsview.
Yeah, I see that people are complaining about, like, oh, they couldn't have sound, blah, blah, blah. Yo, the organizer said, as a result of the people busting down barriers or whatever, there were, like, cords and whatever things that were like, damaged as a result. And so that had the issue with, like, that caused an issue with the sound, which is plausible, I guess. But either way, like, what are people complaining about? Like, why do you think it's okay to bust down a barrier and continue through? Like,
bust down.
Like, well, why is that okay? And then you have the balls to like complain about like how this thing is organized. Like, you fucked up, but also like, you know, what are you expecting? You know what I mean? Yeah.
So, from an alleged lack of water, barricaded fences, overcrowding, long lines, and crappy audio, fans have demanded full refunds for their experience. All right. One of the biggest complaints found on social media was that the festival had no available water for guests and that some spent hundreds of dollars on bottle service and VIP sections, to which there were very few or none at all. All right? Organizers say crowd surge damaged production systems and required police involvement to push the crowd back and away from the stage. So it's a little bit of they said, we said.
Allegedly... They did this kind of festival exactly the same way a couple of years ago. They followed the exact same plan, and this time things got crashed and people crowded something, and as a result there was damage, etc., etc. So like, if they were following the same plans as before and it was successful, I don't know what to say, right? Like, what happened differently last time than this time?
So I think what your point that is kind of legitimate, because we saw it at Caravana. We saw, like, although it didn't go off, but there is kind of like a, and I'm not going to get like overly like political or sociological.
Yeah, like,
here.
Yo, we weren't there. We have no idea, obviously.
Right,
like,
but
we weren't there.
There is, I think, I'm going to draw, because I like to draw analogy. I think you did see, in this last 2 years we went through, there was kind of a decision of, do you value, and our authorities oftentimes were the ones who were fucking everything up. Obviously, that's why Dougie and his crew have been Wasteman of the Week for like fucking 50 weeks running. But like,
whoa, Wasteman.
There seems to be like a less desire to follow rules and authority. It's kind of like a fuck it attitude. Like, fuck it, can do whatever. Now, the festival organizers are fucking shit up, and I think it gives them grounds to do that. But yes, like, if you're supposed to have sections roped off and people are storming those sections, crashing into shit, pushing through, like, at what point is that onus not entirely on the organizer? Like, at what point is it like, yo, like, yeah, these guys are fucking up, but y'all are kind of exacerbating these problems because you just don't want to do what you're supposed to be doing here, right? Now,
I suppose there's an element of that. I don't know if I fully go with it. I feel like people don't never want to take accountability for their own bullshit. And if there's groupthink and there's crowd mentality, and when people are fucking crashing through shit, there's gonna be that shit happening. Plus, when people are drinking, it's gonna get a little bit rowdy and shit's gonna happen. So like, that being said, and then that ruins the experience for everybody. And then there's knock-on effects and shit happens and whatever, you see what happens. So like, as a result, people were hurt. There was like all these other knock-on effects. So like,
so
I don't know, man, we weren't there. It's hard to say.
You're right. The Kingston one, I feel like I can see that the consequences of the crowd kind of getting overworked, maybe the water, whatever. The Culture Land one looks like that was just poor. Like, changing a venue, like, day of, or whatever it was.
I heard like, the headliner was supposed to be Jhené Aiko.
It was.
And instead, they put up RC on stage, and people were, like, cheesed. Like, yo, they were pissed.
Bro, if they had put me on stage, it would have been, like, It would be like local, multi-talented artist who just puts on for the city, rescues doomed music festival. And then Janae Aiko hollered after it, be like, yo, you looking good. Next time I'm in the city, let's rescues link up.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Get me pregnant again.
Yeah, for sure, bro. For sure. I'd be like, look, I'm not going to hit it like Donald did, but I'm going to try. Cultureland was like, because they moved that shit from Mark. But I love how people are like, Ajax so far. I'm like, bro, Markham and Ajax are basically the same. Like so if you're going to go to Markham, you're going to go to Ajax. You know, like it's not that far.
All that to be said, it makes sense why RC has a welt on his head. Because I think when they put him on stage, people were just dashing fucking bottles. You know what I mean? Like it was boo. Boo this man. Boo.
Boo Earn. Are you saying boo? Are you saying boo Earn? I was saying boo. Words. Yeah. Words. Yeah. So I don't know. It seems like festivals are having issues. I think it's growing pains, man. People are trying to put shit back on. Manifesto, like they had to change the headliners, and like Movado announced he's coming, but like the other act who I'm forgetting, like they were like, oh, we didn't know about it, but Movado already had announced it. So like people are like, what the hell? Like you said it was gonna be this person. So
I saw that Division's going to be a part of Manifesto. Also, like, I know friends of mine who listen to this who have been a part of organizing Manifesto. I've been to Manifesto a bunch of times. It's usually a very, very well-run festival. It involves a lot of people, a lot of local acts from the city. It's a lot of community outreach. So, like, I don't have anything but good things to say about Manifesto. That said, like, I don't know what's happening this time around. I haven't had any like.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it was a massive scandal. I think it was just like lineup changes. I think there definitely seems.
I feel
to be
like it has a lot. I feel like the feelings around all of the other festivals that have been going on that have had a bunch of bullshit going on.
They are
is now kind of knocking on.
Yeah, because it's easy to pile on.
I don't think deserves.
It's easy to pile on.
Well, that Kaboom festival. They do it well.
Yeah, the Kaboom festival.
What's Kaboom?
Kaboom is some like Caribbean festival. That was supposed to be Afro-Caribbean festival, and they just canceled it because they were just like, I think that now anyone who's seeing kind of like risky shit happening, right? They canceled it. So kind of like I'm probably going to need to cancel you guys right now because I'm done with you, this conversation. You're lucky. You're lucky we have to come back and do a second half after this break.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to elbow RC and we'll be right back.
Lala, you'd consider us friends, wouldn't you?
Yeah, alright.
Alright, I mean, you're lucky to have me, frankly. And not everyone's as lucky as you, because it's hard to make friends as an adult.
And it's even harder in the city.
That's why the Toronto Matters Podcast is working with Happier, an organization that creates events to help you make friends in this city. If you're interested in checking out their events, go to happier_insta on IG or happier-site.com. See you there.
We are back. Ayo, apart from all of the festivals and bullshit happening, yo, I would be remiss if I didn't jump in here and say, yo, opening weekend of Premier League. You know your boy is all over this. Hey, he has a sad weekend for United, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yo, Premier League is back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's going to be a sad weekend. Season mornings for are filled you guys, up again. To be honest.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm okay with that. I was never excited. I was never excited for it.
Because
I'm just happy trash. Football's back. It's happy back. Football's back, you know what I mean?
Football's back. Where did for our fan base, what happened with CR7? There was so much discussion around him. What happened?
CR7 allegedly asked for a transfer out to a Champions League playing club where there is zero interest because, yo, like, let's face it, this guy's on the tail end. Mm-hmm. He's going to be able to contribute to a team, but he's going to throw off whatever, like, because he's going to demand playing time. Yeah. And he's going to throw off whatever like plans they have for youthful talent to go do their thing and get regular playing time. And you know, let's face it, like Cristiano's not, he's kind of a role player now. Like he can jump in, but like he can't be your main guy. He's not going to give you the same amount of legs that they used to. So, yo, he's not getting the same interest.
And staying at MU.
He's staying. I don't see him going nowhere. I mean, the only places that maybe had a vague amount of interest was Atletico Madrid, allegedly. Again, this is all... And when the fuck is Cristiano going to go to Atletico Madrid? It's not going to happen. This is some bullshit. So anyway, I don't know why this guy just didn't take the bag and come to MLS. Like, this is, now's the time. It's like,
I agree. Well, because I think it's World Cup. I think he'll do it after World Cup.
He'll still get his place in the World Cup team. It doesn't matter.
It's not about place. It's about form. It's about being in form. Like, you, at the end of the day, and I've been an MLS fan for a long time, and I went to that opening game with Insigne and Bernadeschi, but like, if you are trying to perform for an elite global tournament, a Euro, South American Cup, or World Cup, you need to be playing in higher level league. You're not, especially with him, you're like, it's his last shot, right? It's his last shot at a World Cup. It's his Messi's last shot at a World Cup. So they,
speaking of which, yo, Messi is looking like a different man. And anybody at this World Cup better pray that this guy doesn't rain the hand of God down on people, bro. I'm telling you, this is Messi season. It's about to happen. I'm putting it on wax.
He's Messi's ready this season,
Messi is about to, when there's been historically, when he's had like an off season, he's come back and rained down the fear of God on people, bro. Yeah. And so like, let's just, it's coming. It's coming, bro.
There's been some big Messi's movements. I mean, to cap that out, like, you know, your boy Haaland, he moved. He went to
Man City.
He
went to Man City, scored two goals. City. Yo, great opening goals.
I think that's going to be huge for them because they have not had a striker in a minute.
He is like, going to score so many goals, bro. It's going to be crazy.
So many goals.
The service this guy's going to get is going to be unreal. Yo, yeah. City's winning the league this year. It's unquestionable.
Real thing is, can they get that cup? Can they get that Champions?
They need to get the Champions League. Otherwise, it's all for nothing because they're going to win the Premier League. It's like, it's obvious.
And did you watch
the thing that's going to be exciting in the Premier League is going to be who makes top four. And that's probably about it. We know it's going to be City. It's going to be Liverpool top two. Who's taking those last two spots? Secondly, who's going all the way in Champions League? Those are the things of this season. That's all.
Right. Okay. That's fair. Okay, Talos, you can come back into the conversation now.
Hey, what's going on?
We're done with the... with the soccer, the football,
footy talk.
That was
Lala and RC's footy club.
Footy talk. I'm still footy trying corner. To angle my way into going to the World Cup somehow. If you live
in Qatar,
man, I want to go. If you live in Qatar,
bro,
Qatar, get out of here with this anglicized pronunciation.
Say it like CNN. Say it properly. Say Qatar.
Qatar Airlines. If you're in Qatar, you know, you got a place to stay. You need some company for that week. I'm good company. It'd be the better if you have a link.
RC's
tickets.
Looking to get some lashes, bro. This guy's going to go stay at somebody he's not married with. You know what I mean? Like,
this guy's asking for lashes, dog. Worth it, bro. Get the lashes. Watch Davies play, bro. I'm all about it. Canada is going to the World Cup. Okay. I need to see it. So if I'm going to get like a, maybe I'll just get married over there for like a week.
Like just, one of those temp
marriages. What do the Shias call that? Mutta? Yeah, maybe make it Mutta?
One of those temp marriages.
I'm down. I'm trying to get in. Bringing it back to.
And trying to get it in.
It's legal if they're married, bro. It's
legal if they're married.
You can do anything when you're married, right?
Okay, well, those are pipe dreams. I'm putting it out there. Universe, answer me. That, and I'm supposed to be performing at OVO. That didn't happen. Bro. Yeah, a lot of my things haven't happened. I was supposed to open for Hassan. That didn't happen. I was supposed to be on OVO. That didn't happen. But it was mainly me. I had scheduling issues. So that was the main thing.
The positive thing is your boy Pete Davidson broke up with Kim K. So now you can shoot your shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
with Pete or with Kim?
Both, bro. I think Pete is the Shots hotter fired. Commodity bam, bam, at bam. This time. I think Pete is the hotter commodity. Who?
You mean Pete or Skeet?
Ooh. Ooh, Pete.
Yeah, you guys see that article where something, I actually missed this post, but apparently Kanye posted something about like Pete Davidson dying at the age of 28.
Yeah, Skeet Davidson dead at 28 or some shit like that. Whatever. He just put up, like, he put some fake ass New York Post kind of like.
Deleted it after.
And now apparently Pete Davidson is in therapy because of the trauma caused by all the harassment by Kanye. So, like, you know what I mean? Like,
no way.
Say what you want about it.
I mean, in Kanye's defense, which again I rarely need to do because one, he's always wrong, and then two, like he defends himself. But in all fairness, Pete Davis has been in therapy. Like that's his shtick.
I was gonna say the exact same thing.
It's his fucking shtick.
When has the guy not been in therapy? Yeah,
like you're in therapy. You know, I think Pete Davidson, he French Montana'd it. He got into the Kardashians. He caught a little bump from it, and then he got out. But you know what? The only person who emerged needed the bump from the
Kardashians. He was doing perfectly fine before it.
I mean, the man's on SNL, so like, yeah.
But that, but this took him to a whole. It took him to a whole new category. It took him to a whole new category of people, of women. It's the truth. It's the truth. He,
what are you talking like, about? This guy literally dated Ariana Grande before. What did he need Kim Kardashian like, as if man, he needed but, her to like?
Nah, what I'm saying is the Kardashians are their own entity. There's a market there. There's an. He was broader in this. If, for him, it was fine. It worked out. He went in. And also, who was shocked that this fell apart? Like, who actually thought these two were?
I
like,
mean, no one shocked that it fell apart. Like, I didn't think this was going anywhere other than like a few months. No one.
I was more shocked that the man got a tattoo that said "My girl's a lawyer."
Yeah, bro, that was dumb.
But I didn't even get that.
Also,
tattoo.
he got the kids. He got the kids' initials tattooed on him.
Yeah,
they ain't even his kids.
But he has a lot of tattoos.
Yo, that's a skeet move, bro. That's a skeet move.
That's a skeet move.
What's a few more? What's a few more tattoos of somebody else's kids on you?
I don't know, man. What are you gonna say? Like, you can't really give this guy an L at all. Like, what are you gonna do? Like the guy's been on a celebrity run for like the last decade of women. And even when he gets broken up with, somehow he ends up moving on to someone even bigger profile. So like, he's fine. He's doing his thing. Tall white guys always seem to come out
so
ahead.
So who's next is the question, realistically.
Who's next for him?
To date?
I think as a big fuck you, he'll go like the reverse. Like he'll go like... He'll date Pete Davidson. Will date like AOC. Like that's Pete Davidson. He'll just go the other end of the spectrum. No, I don't know who he's gonna go to. He'll probably go back to brunettes without fake acid, I think. Like you know what I mean? Like he moved into the fake territory, and then. But I love all these women. Like if it's not like Pete and Kim, I don't want it. It's like, well, do you want it now? Because it's over. So,
you want a toxic, like, 8-month relationship? All right, cool.
Cool. I can give you that.
You want toxic 8 months? Shout out to your boy, RC. Holler at your boy.
RC's here. Toxic. It's a little long. Not going to lie. It's a little long. But what's your conspiracy mind saying? What's your Pakistani built-in DNA conspiracy mind saying?
My Pakistani, conspiracy mind is telling me that was never really a thing. There was both of them kind of feeding off the not controversy, but like the in a way novelty of it, because it was like a weird pairing. To be honest, it was really out of left field. Like it kind of didn't feel like it was a legit thing. And I thought that whole thing was at first just like a joke, like a prank or some shit. Like, oh shit, like look, Kim has already moved on from Yeezy, you know, from Kanye. And then
which it was to some extent. And I think like,
yeah,
you're right. I think what happens is like these people do kind of like normal people things. And then they just like, but they're all through the like prism and guise of Hollywood. So it's like, she broke up with Kanye. She probably wanted to get it in with someone. Pete's obviously like
she met this guy on SNL. She heard, she heard about this dude. Blah blah blah.
The buzz is good. I just heard about this BDE, and then she did it. And then like she obviously dumped him right before the season of the show starts. Bump the root ratings. Do the Kardashian media cycle. Bring it in and out. Pete's gonna dip. He'll write a special about it, and they're always the winners. They're always the winners.
And when it comes to the Kardashians,
we're all just gonna consume all this content anyway.
Exactly. There's no such thing as just like a funny
and
or,
that was,
you know, random happenstance.
And that was Taos's Karachi Chronicles hot take.
What I would like to have seen is like the Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian sex tape stand-up special. So like he's telling jokes in the middle of them. Like
bro. This
that would be
the first stand-up to be released on Pornhub.
It would be the first co-production between Netflix and OnlyFans.
Oh my man, God.
Fuck. I think I'm gonna get on OnlyFans, guys.
Times are rough, eh? That's the next step. Getting desperate out there or what?
No, I just think it's a boom market.
Arsene's about to sell his body on OnlyFans. Okay, let's do it, man.
No, I'm not. What I actually think is perfect for OnlyFans is something called like the calm, boring boyfriend experience. So you'd like open OnlyFans and it'd be like, hey, do you want to go to IKEA? And then you just fucking, the camera just
live streaming yourself in IKEA.
Yeah. Just live streaming me like, oh, babe, I don't know how to make this chicken. Can you help me? And she'd be like, oh, you're such a dummy. And then just fucking. Like,
that actually brings up an interesting question. Would you date someone who has an OnlyFans?
Yeah, I want to be in the OnlyFans.
I could not do that.
Oh, okay. No, All right. Lala, what's your reason?
No.
Let's hear it.
I couldn't deal with somebody who is like projecting themselves to the world like that.
Right.
I couldn't
do it. Revealing themselves in that way, right?
Which I think is very valid, man. Or, I don't think it makes like. That.
But what if she's like, 10 out of 10 smoke show, real baddie, like.
I don't give a fuck.
Her OnlyFans.
And she's making 50 grand a month.
Yeah, exactly. Her OnlyFans ain't cheap. It's like you got to pay. People got to shell out at least $100 a month. So, the people that are paying that are not like the Joe Schmo down the street.
Oh, they're like highbrow. They're like highbrow.
Exactly.
Highbrow pervert.
Exactly.
Highbrow pervert.
Tells just gave us the, she's a 10, but
she has 10. OnlyFans. She's a 10, but she got an OnlyFans, but there's only highbrow perverts watching her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Only rich billionaire perverts. Yeah.
Okay, she's a 10.
I couldn't do it. I don't give a fuck.
She's a 10, but she got an OnlyFans, and she's making 100 grand a month off her OnlyFans.
And you never have to work a day of your life.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, what? No.
This is what I wonder about. Because in our cultures, we're a shame-based culture.
Yeah.
Right? 100%. But
yeah, sharmnati.
Sharmnati. Exactly. But at a certain point, success starts to overshadow everything. Yeah. And I've seen that in our culture. And I call people on that all the time. Like, it's like, if somebody, we're so starved for heroes in our communities, that things that we will judge peers, colleagues, friends, independent artists for, when someone becomes successful enough, like, bro, and I'm saying this, there's like Muslim dudes out here who are like, but Andrew Tate, he likes Islam. I'm like, bro. Andrew Tate,
what are you talking about?
I'm serious, dude, because what he does is he's very good at marketing himself to these little sound bites. So he'll be like, yeah, I think if I'm not religious, but if I was religious, I would be Islam. Islam is the last religion. And the Muslims, they don't have all the problems that you guys have. Their women are this and that. And all these people are like, yeah, I know Andrew Tate is like toxic, but also, so it's like, when people are so starved for heroes sometimes that like when someone becomes successful, they look away from everything.
Here's what we're gonna do.
We're just gonna get you to start saying all sorts of next level outlandish shit, small bites, right? Small little clips. We're gonna overdo Andrew Tate. You're gonna say the most outlandish shit, and that's where I'm gonna make it to the top. This is what's gonna
happen. You want me and to Andrew?
It's gonna happen. We're
and gonna you gotta it. Be a trafficker.
Yeah, you're gonna be the new.
Romania.
You're gonna be the new Andrew Tate. Exactly. It's gonna be RC Tate. It's gonna come out through right now. We're gonna start it next week.
Can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. But will start the boyfriend OnlyFans.
We just coined a new term, the Sunny Leone effect. I think you might be onto something. She was in porn. She did porn for a bit. And then next thing you know, she's in Bollywood. What the hell? From one of the...
She's in Bollywood now?
You guys didn't know this?
She's a big-time Bollywood person.
Bro, she's been in movies.
Wow.
Guys, she's been in movies.
What, did they just scrub the internet of her porn past? Like,
no,
she's using
all
her
there.
Exact same name. She's not changing her name. Got the exact
We're
same
in a
name.
Totally different era now, man. Like, and again, what I'm saying
is
your point is
very
valid.
It's still a very much like a very conservative culture. Like in India, Pakistani culture, very conservative culture. But that situation just blows my mind. In a way, it's great. Yeah. But also at the same time, it's like, imagine all the other girls that still get harassed for... just wanting to express themselves or be themselves, that kind of thing. Bro,
bro, how about the fact that for all these years, there was barely anybody even kissing on a Bollywood movie, let alone fucking having a former porn star starring in something. And that's all of a sudden, that's like they're going full left. Like, what's going on over here?
And that's my problem with the double standards, right? It's not like I'm not judging I'm not judging either. I'm not judging a person who wants to do pornography. And then I'm also not judging a person.
No judgment here.
What I'm saying is I'm also not judging a person who says, you can do whatever you want. I just wouldn't be comfortable with my partner doing OnlyFans. That's fucking legitimate. I don't think that makes you anti-progressive. You know what I mean?
I have no problem with people choosing to do what they want to in front of a camera. That said, I don't want to be the partner of the person doing that shit on camera.
Yeah, and that's fucking valid. That's fucking valid, right? But what I think our big point in that is like people overlook things when somebody represents something more aspirational for them. And we talked about Kim K. I think this is the truth. At the end of the day, you have to call things what they are. The Kardashian, congratulations. You built a $1 billion empire. That's fantastic. You did all these things, but at the end of the day, your initial claim to fame was a sex tape. And what you do represent in a lot of things is a lot of issues of like body image issues. There's a lot of things that I think are detrimental, right? And a lot of people have said that. I'm not the only one. Now own it, be honest about it. But I think for a lot of people, they make a lot of apologies for them because they love certain aspects of them. And so then they just talk around all the other issues. And you see that all the time with people. You see it, people do it for musicians. People do it for Kanye. It like when somebody's art or culture or brand or clout represents something you like, you make excuses for them you don't make for other people. And I think you see that. And I do think you see that a lot in the brown community. Like I said this before, I love Riz Ahmed. He's super dope. But I've seen like the most conservative Muslim people be like, oh, I love that guy. I'm like, bro, the guy has like 6 sex scenes. But you don't care about that because he represents, which I don't care about that at all. That's his job. But that person cares about it in other contexts. Yeah. And it's the same. Like a lot of people who are Kim Kardashian stans
will turn a blind eye.
They wouldn't support that behavior for someone in their family or someone like that. Right. Yeah. So I think it's like you gotta ask yourself, like, what is it about? It's about the fame. People love winners. It's a fact.
So are you saying no to the OnlyFans?
My OnlyFans is gonna be great, bro. It's just gonna be me at IKEA.
Not yours. To the
body on OnlyFans.
No, bro, I already sold my body, bro. It was Blue Movies. We're at 1.5, but we just crossed the 6-year anniversary of OAOA, 1.5 million streams. OAOA actually stands for a movie I made called On Again, Off Again.
Made a movie?
Did I tell you about that, guys? You didn't know about it, but what happened is
1.5 million people know this guy made a movie.
See, what happened is,
every time we always end up here.
The best part is Sunny Leone is probably responsible for that because all the guys in India who like wanted to watch her, then she dipped and then they couldn't find her. So they started looking for new racy things. All right, on the internet.
New plan. New movie. We're gonna produce a new movie. We're gonna write and produce a new movie.
Okay.
Starring you and Sunny Leone. It may or may not be a blue movie. Who knows where it goes?
May or may not be a blue movie. And the whole movie will be like, will they? Won't they? Will they? Won't they? And they won't.
Yeah, the whole movie will just be RC at home alone. Because
it'll be Bollywood style. You're going to be hiding behind the tree.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Then I'll be like, wait, I'm sorry. It's cold out here. I'm not ready. I need a minute. Yeah. So I don't know where this fucking conversation went, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And on that note, it's been another episode of Trauma Mass Pod. It's your boy Lala.
Yo, this is your boy RC. Since you're not going to support the Patreon, join the Boyfriend Experience OnlyFans.
We out.
Peace.